This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Why cut down a perfectly good tree if there's some nice-looking dead wood around already? The trend is reclaimed wood. Anthropology, West Elm, Crate and Barrel, Restoration Hardware, sell it. Today, a profile of one business selling into this trend and the cool place they get some of their wood. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson went on this salvage run.
Here's a fun card game.
See if we can spot any right now.
Sam Welch is a partner in a New York City wood shop called Trilux. He's in a rented truck driving through Manhattan, peering at rooftops.
Yeah, we got one right ahead of us there. That's a redwood tank up there.
Welch points at one of those iconic New York City water tanks on the roof of a nearby building. It has this weathered, charcoal black exterior.
It's about as beautiful as it gets. I'd like that one.
The redwood tanks are typically old-growth wood that's not commercially available anymore. And after years of holding water, it gets these unique black striations. Tanks with a more silver patina are often Alaskan yellow cedar. Trilux scoops up wood when the water tanks have to be replaced periodically. Welch says, unlike for other materials, the recycling process adds value.
You know, the market of reclaimed materials is constantly growing. It's not a fad anymore. It's something that architects, designers, builders are seeking.
It's not great for floors, but it works well for accent walls or furniture. Shake Shack restaurants, the offices of Vice and Etsy, the Brooklyn Museum, they've all used wood from these tanks. But on a run like this, Trilux never knows what kind of wood it's going to get or what condition it'll be in.
We just get a call and an address, and then we go get it.
When we pull up at a job site in Harlem, the tank's already in pieces on the curb. Moment of truth.
It's redwood.
We got a winner. Gotta tell the guys back at the shop we got our redwood.
The tank was drained the day before, so the wood is still saturated with water.
Man, it's heavy.
Some of the bigger pieces have now frozen, creating these monster wood popsicles.
Push! This is like the heaviest one. This is the heaviest tank we've ever had.
The wood will dry in the shop for 8 to 12 weeks, then one or two more in the kiln, before it's remilled and available for sale. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.